Welcome to you both. You have 5 minutes in which to address the Assembly. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and councillors, for inviting Better Bankside to give evidence today. I'm Danielle Combs, my colleague Nicole Gordon. We're from Better Bankside, the business improvement district in the north of the borough. We cover the area between Borough High Street and Blackfriars Road. And our members are the 650-plus businesses that fall within that area. Better Bankside does not yet have any hard data or empirical evidence on what the impact of our member businesses will be of Brexit. Our impressions are anecdotal, and the impact of leaving the EU will have on business is likely to be complex, which will make it challenging to isolate those effects from other factors. However, there is still much uncertainty about the terms upon which the UK will leave the EU. And we do hear that businesses are considering and trying to factor in the impact of Brexit. Our sense is that in this climate of uncertainty, some of them may be hesitant to make decisions until they have more clarity. We're not hearing yet, therefore, a clear consensus from businesses as to what the exact impact is likely to be. What we have heard anecdotally, however, is that staff recruitment has been directly impacted, particularly in the hospitality sector. Hospitality businesses, including hotels, restaurants and venues, indicate a large drop in the number of applications they're receiving for vacant positions. Several attribute this to the effects of Brexit. Specifically, they speculate that uncertainty about immigration arrangements post-Brexit and the fall in the value of the pound following the referendum are deterring EU nationals from applying for jobs in the UK. In Bankside, 109 of our 650 member businesses, that's 17% of our membership, are in the hospitality sector, and this is the second largest sector within our bid area. Businesses in other sectors are also reporting a significant tightening in the labour market. And furthermore, we've heard some concerns about continued trade with Europe, both exporting to EU countries and price increases in imported goods. Last November, Better Bankside convened our business members for a seminar to discuss the impact of Brexit. Businesses in attendance felt that ongoing advice and guidance on Brexit is needed, especially as further information emerges.
So in summary, we're keen to work closely with the Council and with our fellow business improvement districts in Southwark to continue to monitor the impact of Brexit on businesses and also to share with the Council whatever data they would find useful in informing their response as the situation develops.
Is that it? Good. Well done. Well in time. Could I then ask you to pose a question to the relevant Cabinet member? Thank you.
We don't have a...
Well, that's fair enough, then. That saves us more time. Okay, well, I will then invite members to ask a question. I've got Jonathan Situ first, David Noakes second.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Firstly, I'd like to thank Best Bankside for coming along today and for all of your work in both working with businesses and in light of the discussions you've had post the vote last year. In terms of, you quite rightly highlighted, in terms of your work, you also have part of your work is Employee SE1, which you work together with other bids in a local area. And I wanted to ask about that in terms of any anecdotal evidence you've had talking to businesses as to whether it will delay investment in terms of jobs, because I think everyone in the room will agree with me that it's important that any deal we do get ensures that we protect employment and we ensure that we're protecting the local economy as well. So I'd like to ask you that. Thank you.
Well, at this point, what we're hearing through Employer C1, when we're talking to employers, what we're hearing is really about this dramatic drop in the number of applications they've had. And so at this point, we're hearing from businesses that this is the tightest labour market that they've experienced for a number of years, if not over a decade. So that's really what we're hearing most strongly at the moment. I don't think that businesses are yet ready to say what their pattern, their investment will follow post-Brexit.
Councillor Noakes, do you have a question?
I do, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Best Banks, for that considered deputation. I just wondered, do you have any suggestions or specific requests at this stage about how the Council could best protect and support businesses from a potential hard Brexit?
I don't think that we have a specific request at this point, other than what my colleague said about the information guidance being important as it becomes available, and just being able to keep our businesses informed of what those impacts might be.
Yeah. Councillor Dennis, do you have a question to ask?
Yes, thank you. Thanks for coming in. You mentioned the hospitality sector, and I wondered if you had had any further conversations and could give any information on other sectors, in particular perhaps construction. Obviously, we've got a lot of building planning going on in the borough. And then the other area that I was thinking of, there's been newspaper reports around nurses and hospitals. And Guy's falls in within Team London Bridge's hatch. And I didn't know whether or not, again, you'd had conversations with Team London Bridge about those people who are working within the NHS. Thank
you. Constructors, so to address the two sectors that you mentioned specifically, we don't have any construction sector members, so we haven't spoken to that sector specifically. The majority of our members, we have a lot in hospitality, but we also have a lot in the professional services and those kind of related industries. And they are also saying that they're experiencing tightening of the labour market. I think they are less ready to directly attribute that to Brexit, but it seems to us to be following a pattern that, in that there might be a knock-on effect from the Brexit impact.
Thank you. And probably finally, Councillor Adele Morris.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you both for your deputation. You mentioned the hospitality are already struggling. Obviously, a huge amount of development happening in the north of the borough, and all the planning applications come in, and they all want A3 uses, cafes, restaurants and bars. Indeed, in the licensing department, we've got regularly new applications for new bars and licences. Do you think that we might, as a council, have to rethink about our strategy going forward for those types of businesses in that part of the world if the impact of Brexit is already having an effect on that sector?
Well, what we're hearing from the hospitality sector is that this is not a... is that the difficulties they have with recruitment at the moment are not localised in this area. It's a national industry issue, and as such, many of those members are working not just with Better Bankside and the other bids through Employer C1, but also through their industry at a national level to try and address the skills shortage in that area.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming. I'd like to ask one of the officers to escort you out. And then once again, you are welcome to stay. We will now consider the themed motion on what does Brexit mean for Southwark. In that case, I will invite Councillor Peter John, the Leader of the Council. You have 7 minutes in which to present the theme debate and the motion of the theme. Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm moving this motion at the start of this debate with a heavy heart, because to my mind there has never been a more damaging, self-inflicted wound that this nation has imposed upon its economy and body politic than the decision just over a year ago to vote for Brexit. Some people argue that Brexit opens up a world of opportunities. I see no opportunities, just consequences. Consequences which we in local government and our residents living in Southwark just have to get on and deal with. Denied a seat at the negotiating table, local government, and to a large extent London, has to sit by whilst failing ministers fumble with our futures. Despite the claims of some, we all know, and we've heard this evening, that economic uncertainty has risen since the Brexit vote. National government has been paralysed in its work. Government, as usual, doesn't happen. But over the next 21 months, apparently, this otherwise visionless and wholly unresponsive government will come up with a plan which sees us smoothly leave the EU and takes us to the broad sunlit uplands of a free trade Britannia, sailing magnificently towards regaining an economic power last seen at the end of the 19th century. Now, the evidence, Mr. Mayor, to support this optimistic view isn't promising. David Davis went in to begin negotiations with Michel Barnier a month ago, determined that those negotiations would be a twin-track approach. No way would the UK's financial contribution be the first item of business. At the end of that first day, David Davis emerged. It had been determined that the UK's financial contribution on departure would be the first item of business. We waited a year for the government's position on the status of EU nationals, a position which should have been guaranteed by David Cameron in the hours immediately after the referendum result. Mrs. May grandly announced her offer to the European Union. It was rightly and roundly rejected. Mr. Mayor, the truth is that this hopeless government does not have a plan for exiting the EU. It has no plan for how our businesses, our economy, our residents will be supported. The hollow promises of the Leave campaign have been exposed as just that, hollow promises. Now, in Southwark, we knew those promises were hollow. That's why 73% of those who voted in the referendum voted to remain in the EU. The 31,000 EU nationals who live in our borough are residents of Southwark and London. It would be patronising, in the very least, to say they are welcome in our borough, because they are our borough and are an essential part of our community. Now, Mr. Mayor, regretting the referendum result is not the same as rejecting the referendum result. We accept the democratic will of the people expressed last year. Some people in this chamber would argue with justified passion for a second referendum. Personally, I don't think the time is right for that. If for no other reason, that I'm not convinced that the use of referendums is compatible with representative democracy. One foolish and misguided referendum called for purely party political reasons is not corrected by a second one. But what we must all do is commit to the values which underpin our membership of the EU, and our motion is an attempt to restate those values. Those commitments to employment, apprenticeships and employment rights, to education and to strengthening educational and other links with our partner towns in France and Germany. Our commitment to protecting our most vulnerable residents from any adverse economic consequences. And our commitment to environmental protection and making our borough a greener and healthier place to live. Now, Mr. Mayor, many of the improvements to our living and working conditions have their origins in the EU. As an administration and as a borough, I hope that we will never let go of our commitment to continue learning from best practice in the EU in these areas and ensuring that we do not see an erosion of the protections which are there for all of us. It's why the Labour Party nationally has clear commitments to ensure that any deal which government strikes with the EU continues to retain many of those protections and opportunities. But some of the improvements, the London Living Wage, the Ethical Care Charter, improved housing conditions, are down to our local initiatives and our local values. Mr. Mayor, it will be a foolish person who predicts what might happen over the next 21 months. But I am confident that the essential nature of our borough will not change. It will remain open. It will remain tolerant. It will remain Southwark. And I hope that all members can support this motion and the values that I hope we all share. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor John. The lead opposition spokesperson will now have an opportunity to reply to the Cabinet Member's statement. and speak to Amendment A. Councillor Al Samurai, you have 5 minutes in which to speak.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for congratulating me earlier. I also wanted to add my congratulations this evening to Jeremy Corbyn. I wanted to congratulate Jeremy Corbyn on defying the expectations of many of us here, from all parties, and stopping a landslide Tory majority. It's important, Mr. Mayor, to give credit where credit's due, and the Corbyn effect did persuade an unprecedented number of people to vote against a tired and increasingly hard-line government, which is hell-bent on cutting the UK off entirely from our nearest neighbours and friends. I think we can be heartened by the number of young people who became politically engaged during the general election, and by the passion they bring to issues of our time, especially on Brexit. And it's important, I think, Mr. Mayor, that we listen to these young people, to what they are telling us about how they see the future of this borough and this country. Not a small, isolated, little England island off the coast of Europe, forever looking backwards to some dubiously rose-tinted past, but a vibrant, diverse and open society, connected with our continental neighbours, part of the European conversation and not closed off from it. As the amendment which I'm moving makes clear, 73% of Southwark residents who voted in the Brexit referendum voted to remain. They voted to move forward with Europe and not turn their backs on it. It is therefore the duty of every one of us here, as elected representatives of the people of Southwark, to fight for their best interests as the national government negotiates the terms of our future relationship with the EU. It is also our duty to speak up on behalf of the 31,000 EU nationals who live in our borough. We are, in fact, their only elected representatives here in the UK, and if we do not speak up for them, who else will? They deserve our every support in ensuring that their rights are not stripped from them in a hard Brexit. That's why Southwark Liberal Democrats do agree with the motion that the Council has a key role to play in working with local MPs to lobby for the rights of our constituencies. But we've introduced our amendment because the motion as it stands does not go far enough in seeking to secure those rights. It is not simply enough to just lobby the government on these matters. As we've seen in recent days, the instability of Theresa May's position means that opposition parties have a unique opportunity to influence the outcome of Brexit negotiations. And the Council must therefore urge Southwark MPs, all the MPs, to lobby their own leader to ensure that the National Labour opposition does everything it can to stand up for the people of Southwark. Neither is it simply enough to clarify the right of EU citizens to remain. We must call for their existing rights to be fully protected. As the Leader of the Council said last year, we must work hard to ensure that Southwark does not lose the many benefits that the EU brings. The motion notes that we're already seeing rising household costs and uncertainty, as we've heard from the Better Bankside this evening as well. That's why our amendment calls for transitional arrangements which maintain economic stability and calls for the UK to remain part of the single market and the customs union, keeping prices affordable and the economy moving. I'm really concerned that Labour couldn't just vote for that amendment this evening, that they're seeking to amend an amendment, which seems a great shame to me. Brexit is without a doubt the defining political issue of our generation. Its after effects will be felt for years to come, and they reverberate through all the other key issues, our relationships and responsibilities to each other, our environment and the wider world. It therefore cannot be acceptable that a government without a majority in Parliament can unilaterally decide the future of our country, that they can decide to withdraw from the EU without any deal, gambling with people's lives and futures for a point of principle. This is not a time for tribalism. The stakes are just too high. And as I look around this room, I know that most of you share my view that the EU is too precious to be sacrificed to appease those who want to turn the clock back. We need to send a strong message to national politicians and to local people that Southwark is proud to be a modern, outward-looking borough, and that we as a council will never stop advocating for the rights of our citizens, no matter what nationality they hold. I urge you to support the amendment to the themed motion.
Thank you, Councillor Elsamwright. Does anyone wish to move to suspend Council Assembly procedure rules?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would again like to propose that we suspend the programme motion.
Good show.
So that we can introduce an amendment to an amendment.
Is that seconded? Thank you, Councillor.
Just mention that that's been seconded in the chamber, as we speak.
Say that again.
That's been seconded in the chamber.
Yes, it's been seconded in the chamber, of course, yes. So then I will now move to the vote on suspending the Council Assembly procedure rules and to accept the late Amendment E to Amendment A on the themed motion. We all understand that? Even Councillor Dolezel did. There we go. Right. I know. Fair enough. So, Councillor Mark Williams will move Amendment E. Thank you, Councillor Mark Williams. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, agreed. They haven't voted.
We haven't. You're absolutely right. And I don't know why Mark Williams is getting to his feet. So, what do I know? So, there we are. Those in favour of accepting the late Amendment E? Good. That looks to be unanimous. Am I right? Oh, no. No.
42.
Anyone against? One or two, yeah. All right.
13.
Any abstentions? Good. It's carried. Smashing. Now, Councillor Mark Williams, you can get to your feet. Thank you. You've got, I don't know how long you've got. You've got 3 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think I speak for everyone in this chamber when I say we are looking forward to your mayoral year and the slick operation of local government. So I welcome you, Mr. Mayor, to your new role. Welcome. I propose Amendment E to Amendment A. But before I do that, I'd just like to say a few words about the recent referendum result and reflect on what Councillor John and Councillor Alsamurai just said. Many of us in this room campaigned hard to remain in the European Union. I myself ran the main Labour campaign room, committee room down in Peckham on election day. We had a fantastic turnout from members and members of the public that just came in to help out on referendum day, but unfortunately we lost despite the fantastic turnout and result in our borough. I think some of the key things to reflect on, particularly on what Councillor Elsamwright said, was the rights of EU citizens. It's absolutely disgraceful that the rights of 31,000 of our residents, of our borough, as Councillor John rightly referred to them as, are being used as a bargaining chip by Theresa May with the European Union, and that's absolutely disgraceful and shameful. And after denying them a vote in the referendum that affects their lives, using them in this way is absolutely disgraceful. The other thing I'd just like to reflect on is Donald Trump and the absolutely chilling message that came from him at this week's G20, or last week's G20 summit, when he said that he'd promised Theresa May a rapid, quick free trade agreement with America. The only way that's going to happen is if we completely roll over as a country to all of America's demands, open up our NHS to privatisation from American healthcare firms, and prepare ourselves to be eating chlorinated chicken for the next 20 years, which isn't a premise I think any of us would welcome. I'd also finally like to welcome Councillor Elsamwright's comments supporting the leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, who led us to a much, much better result than any of us expected, and we are now in touching distance of removing this pernicious right-wing Tory government and getting a Labour government to deliver our fantastic manifesto that will deliver for the many and not the few. Which brings me neatly on to our amendment. At paragraph 9, delete set out proposals to remain within the customs union and single market and replace with set out proposals to retain the benefits of the customs union and single market. And with that minor change of wording, hopefully we can get consensus across this chamber on all those important points that we agree on. Make sure Southwark's voice is heard loud and clear with one voice, united to serve, as our borough motto states. So I move the amendment to the amendment, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Williams. I would
Hold it, I haven't said yet. Oh no, invite Councillor Fiona Colley to second Amendment E. Carry on.
They've already started my time, Mr. Mayor. I was eager to get on because I know there are so many members wanting to speak tonight. Mr. Mayor, like so many members of this chamber, I worked extremely hard for the Remain campaign last year. I was also running a campaign centre on referendum day and was absolutely devastated by the result. I went home from the count, had a bit of a sleep, and then to add insult to injury, my Leave voting in-laws had taken down my Vote Remain posters. It was too soon. I retrieved them from the recycling and put them back up. Mr. Mayor, I still believe that Brexit is a terrible mistake, will be deeply damaging to our country, to our economy, and to the opportunities our children will enjoy in the future. But nonetheless, I am not a Ramona, and the referendum was lost, and the reality is we must now make the best of it. But I do welcome almost everything in the Liberal Democrat amendment. We do need to make sure that there is a deal at the end of these negotiations, that jobs and employment rights are protected, that cross-European working on security and scientific and medical research continues, and that we get the best possible trade deal. I am glad that Liberal Democrats have not put forward tonight the suggestion of a second referendum, and I think that we are able, with this small amendment, to reach a cross-party agreement tonight, and I know that is something that Councillor Al-Samarai is normally very keen to achieve. I think it is simply... And I do welcome also her point, what is well made, about the additional influence that the Labour Party now holds with the situation in Parliament. But it's not realistic to suggest that that membership of the single market can continue. It would bring with it a requirement for continued freedom of movement and acceptance of EU rules without a say on those rules. So for that reason, I'm seconding this amendment to make this minor change to Amendment A to set out proposals to retain the benefits of the customs unit and the single market. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Colley. I have a number of members who wish to speak on the motion of Amendment A and E. I'll start with Councillor Colwell.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. While it may be the case that the Liberal Democrats only called for a debate on this topic in the hope of scoring some cheap political points, I for one welcome this discussion. And I welcome that the discussion is taking place here in Southwark, which, as we all know, is the best borough, in the best city, in the best country, in the greatest political and economic union the world has ever known, in which warring countries became reconciled and forged lasting partnerships based on common values, in which communist and fascist dictatorships were replaced with democracies, in which the welfare state was extended to hundreds of millions of people, and in which the fundamental rights we hold so dear, on maternity leave, on collective bargaining, on environmental standards, on equal pay for men and women, became universal. To bring things slightly closer to home, many of the achievements this administration cherishes are put at risk by Brexit. The hardship funds we make available to Southwark's poorest residents are less impactful when eaten away by the inflation that Brexit has caused. Thousands of Southwark's EU citizens, whose friendship we value so dearly, are being driven out of our borough by the inability of politicians to safeguard their right to remain. And the young people in our secondary schools, who for years have been encouraged to shoot for the stars, regardless of their background, have suddenly had their horizons lowered. I'll be voting for the motion and the amendment presented to Council Assembly. I am in favour of retaining the benefits of the single market and the customs union, and I'm in favour of retaining the benefits of the single market and the customs union because I am in favour, even now, especially now, of Britain remaining a member of the EU. Colleagues, there is nothing left-wing about Brexit. There is nothing progressive about Brexit. And as a left-wing, progressive party, if we do not at least keep open the option of opposing the utter catastrophe that is about to befall us, we will be betraying our party, our values, and the people we claim to stand up for. As public opinion shifts, I, for one, will continue to seek to influence my party's stance on Brexit. It is vital, colleagues, that we don't end up on the wrong side of the argument.